friends, welcome back. This is the Mom Struggling Well podcast, and I am your host, Emily Thomas. I always forget to say that part. Mom Struggling Well is the show where we laugh about motherhood so we don't cry about it, even though motherhood is a lovely blessing and there's nothing better. And I don't think there's anything I've done that's harder. So there's that. Today, we are talking to my friend Karina Schoen. This is episode 59. Did I say that? I need to make better notes. Anyway, so excited to talk to her and share her with you. Before we get started, though, we have a little bit of things to talk about. You guys are my public relations team. You are the ones who, on a volunteer basis, but I know you work like at least 40 hours a week, and I appreciate that. You guys are the ones who are going to get the word out about Mom Struggling Well. I've done everything I can. My mom knows about it. She listens. So I think my work is done. And I think it's y'all's turn to pick up the pace. So I have an idea for you because I know it can be hard. We're tired. We're sleep deprived. It's hard to be creative. So I want to help. Okay. So this is what you do. You look around your house for any board, any extra wood that is like sign shaped, like something that you are going to be able to paint Mom Struggling Well on. You can use the website or you could just say Mom Struggling Well podcast. It's totally up to you. If you're really good at painting, you could like paint the logo. I don't know. So then you take the Mom Struggling Well sign that you have made in your garage in your spare time and you go to your favorite street corner. I'm not picky about what corner, just the one with the most traffic. In our town, we have those guys that are dressed as the Statue of Liberty, the tax guys. So I don't know, find where they go. I mean, it's obviously they've staked out the best spot. So find where your local sign spinner is and just sidle up right next to him or like go on off hours. Maybe you can like sort out when they're not going to be there. I mean, I don't want you to get in a fight with like your local sign twirler, but I think it would be great for the show if you would become a sign twirler. This is why it would be good. So number one, you'd be getting the word out about the show, which I know is all of you guys's like main focus in your daily life. Number two, you'd have some kid free time because I'm sure you're happy to pay a babysitter so you can go stand on a corner and twirl a sign around. Number three, you're getting some cardio because catching the sign, picking the sign up off the ground when it falls, because you're probably not that good at sign twirling. Let's just be honest. There's going to be a learning curve. So you're getting some cardio. You're getting vitamin D. We need to be outside more, you guys. Vitamin D. This will meet that need for you. You don't have to buy a supplement. Maybe we're on number five now. There's like a million good reasons. But number five, listen to good music. You can just put on your favorite tunes. For some reason, Johnny Cash is the only thing that comes. I don't even listen to Johnny Cash, but put on some Johnny Cash and twirl that Mom Struggling Well sign. And then also, finally, you can make people smile because I'm sure that you would really be a sight to see. And so there's really no excuse for you not to twirl a Mom Struggling Well sign on the most frequently populated street corner in your town. Go ahead and get on that, and I will look forward to seeing pictures of it. I wanted to tell you guys again, there's Discipline That Connects, Jim and Lynn. We had them on a couple of weeks ago, and they talked about some really great, very practical discipline, like how can we do our jobs to correct our kiddos as needed, but also not alienate them and make the house like a war zone. So they have a class that they are starting, and Monday the 17th, which is tomorrow, that's the last day you can sign up for like this round of classes. And so I want you to be able to do that. If you head to momstrugglingwell.com and then click on the podcast tab, on the sidebar on the right, you'll see a picture of it. And if you click on that, it'll take you to their website where you can sign up for the class. And I'm signing up. I'm going to be in that class. I'm so excited to get started and learn even more about the things they talked about. So go ahead and sign up. We can take that class together. And I think everybody will benefit for sure. So from time to time, I like to share resources I find helpful. I love supporting small businesses, especially small businesses that are moms. And so I wanted to share what my friend Deborah is doing over at Grace Note Subscription. My pastor, a lot of times at church, talks about how with the Word of God, we need to read it through and we need to pray it in to our hearts, and then we need to live it out. And I think the reading it through part, that's fine. I'm fine with that. But so that it becomes part of our lives, the Bible talks about hiding it in our hearts and the importance of memorization. A lot of times I just think I'm not that good at it, so it's not really going to happen. But it's so important for our spiritual growth, you guys. What Deborah has done is she takes a verse and makes a really cute graphic about it. And each month, you sign up, it's $10, and you sign up and she will send you several prints of the same verse, like in different sizes, and a sticker so that you can kind of put them all around and spend that one month on that one verse and just really get it in your heart. You also get a sheet for writing the word out and then a sheet for your prayers, and it all matches because Lord knows we all love when things match. I don't know what it is about us women, but we need it to match. So it all matches, and I love that every month you don't know what you're gonna get, like what it's gonna look like. So it's kind of like when you turn the page on a new calendar. I love seeing that new month appear. So I don't know what that's about, but it's like, I think I need more going on in my life because that's like so exciting to me. But anyway, so that's what Grace Note Subscription is about. And I wanted to share it with you guys because I think that you could really benefit from it. You can find her stuff. I'll put it in the show notes at momstrugglingwell.com. But if you happen to be able to write it down right now, it's called gracenotessubscription.com. Okay, so my guest, Karina, today. You may know her on Instagram or from her Etsy shop as Lovely Little Whimsy. We don't talk about it a lot, but she has a darling and funny Etsy shop. Her prints are funny. She has mugs and magnets. She has Ron Swanson quotes. She has Jim Gaffigan quotes. Like, super fun. And also, she's a mom of six little kids. We talk about surviving summer, which I know summer passed, but I'm neurotic and I record far into the future, so just handle it. The things she talks about with summer are still going to be valid because we all have breaks coming up, and let me just tell you that summer is one day closer than it was yesterday. So Lord help us all. Summer really stresses me out. So you're going to really want to file away those tips that she gives. I know that I'm going to use them. We also discuss entitled kids and how sadly a lot of times they come from entitled parents. So yikes. She talks about her strategy to keep Christmas spending and gift buying at a reasonable level. And she shares with us how she managed to score one of the flyest rides in all of Seattle. It's a very funny story. All right, guys, let's go ahead and jump right in. Hi, Karina. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So good. I have some house guests here, so that's fun.
Oh, wow.
Always fun to have people bring them into your space and show them your life. And I'm dog sitting for four dogs.
Oh my
I'm
gosh.
Not an animal person.
You are like multitasking.
There's a lot going on, but you have six kids, so.
I do. And miraculously, my husband happens to be home, so.
Oh my goodness.
This is all working out.
It's really a miracle.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah, so tell us about yourself.
Well, like you said, I have six kids, and I stay home most of the time. I have an Etsy shop, and I do noonday, so I'm kind of busy.
Yeah. When did you start your Etsy shop?
I started it about 5 years ago when we were going through the adoption process, just as a way to raise money to kind of offset the costs since adoption can be so expensive.
It is. I have, and you have two adopted
kids? Yes, two adopted.
Okay, yeah. We do too. It is expensive.
Yeah. So we didn't want to just outright ask for money. So we thought, I was just trying to come up with creative ways to raise some cash.
Yeah.
So that's where the Etsy shop came from. And then it just has evolved over time.
So you have cups and you have little hoops with things you sew on them.
Yeah. Those are the hoops are kind of as I have time, which as you might guess, I don't have a lot.
Yes. They're lovely though. I love them.
Oh,
with the little map.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Mostly I do watercolor prints. Like quotes and scripture and stuff like that. And then the mugs have been really popular. People love their coffee mugs, which I can understand.
They sure do.
My coffee in hand.
Yes. You've got lovely handwriting.
Oh, thank you.
Do you spend a lot of time on that, or you just are one of those people who write?
Well, I mean, I've taken a couple of online classes. I minored in art. This is the only tiny way that I'm using my college education right now. So I minored in art and I took watercolor classes after just for fun. And so it's just kind of doodling and having an excuse to do my own thing sometimes. So
I saw that you do people's like tattoo lettering sometimes.
Yes, friends. I have done that. And I actually, my friend and I have matching ones that I did, which is super fun.
What are the tattoos say?
Ours say beloved. And actually we have a few other friends that have said that they're going to get matching ones too. So we'll see if that happens. But yeah, and then my sister's, I did her. She was the first one. So it's fun. It's like, wow, there's my handwriting forever and ever.
I would love to get tattoos, but I've had some and they weren't great choices. And so my husband feels like it may not go well if I do another one. But when I look at it, I think, oh, well, that font's cool, but that's not always going to be a cool font, you know? But I think handwriting, it doesn't ever go out of style. And so I love the idea of handwriting.
I know. I've thought of that too. I wanted a tattoo for my whole life and I didn't know what I wanted. And then I think I was 35 when I got my first one and I was on a girl's trip and I called my husband. And I was like, I'm walking in right now. He's like, what are you talking about? But I got it and I love it. Don't regret it at all.
Where is it at? On your arm?
Yeah, it's on my forearm.
Well, okay. So you have six kids and you said one of the things you love, you gave me a really long list of so many wonderful things. And you said that you love traveling.
Yes.
How does that work with six kids? I don't want to ask a bunch of dumb stereotypical questions of people who have large families, but like,
No.
How do you
ask as many questions as you want? Okay, well, I guess I should clarify because before I got married, I was an avid traveler. So I have traveled to many, many countries. And since having kids, well, I got married to my husband and he kind of told me he was a traveler. And then I quickly found out he's really not. So,
So he said he
was. Well, he's like, oh yeah,
false advertising.
Yeah, he acted like he really was into it, but he's not.
Okay, so let me just tell you, before we got married, every time I called my husband, he was out like on a walk. And so I thought he was really active, but it was because he didn't have cell phone service in his house. Oh, so when we got married, I realized, no, he wasn't active.
That is hilarious.
So it's funny.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so he doesn't love travel.
No, we went to Costa Rica for our honeymoon. And that was the first time that he had been like kind of in a developing country.
Okay.
So that was, I loved it. It was exciting. And I think it kind of opened his mind a lot to traveling more. But, you know, it becomes slightly impractical when you start having kids to go places like that. We went, when my oldest was almost two, we went to London and Paris because we thought he can still fly for free and still goes in a stroller. It was awesome. And now our traveling is like road trips to the beach or we have traveled for adoption. I mean, they're both domestic adoptions. But the idea of getting on a plane.
So where do you live?
With six kids is crazy.
It is.
We live in Seattle.
Oh my goodness. In my life, I know I should have bigger dreams, but I really want to go to Seattle.
No, it's amazing. And that is totally true. Like we have the water and the mountains. I mean, it's beautiful. It does not rain as much as people think. So there's plenty to do around here for sure.
So good. Okay. So you go on road trips. How big is your car with six kids?
Well, we have a 12-passenger van, so it's pretty glamorous.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Well, when we found out we were having a six, we realized we needed a bigger car. And the metro van pool, you know, like the city van pool, they sell their vans.
You're kidding me.
No. So we had heard about this, and they're perfectly maintained. Okay. They've only had just one owner.
And like 35,000 passengers.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. But yeah, so we got one of those and...
Do they paint it? Does it say Metro on the side?
No, it did. So if the car is dirty enough, you can see the shadow of like that van pool.
That is glamorous.
Oh yeah, it's awesome. You're not inconspicuous. Like if you're like doing anything on the road that... Like I waved at this random person because I thought it was my friend and it was not my friend. And I thought if that person ever sees me again... They will know that I'm the weirdo that waved at them.
I love that. Okay, so you mentioned that one of your struggles is having a charitable heart towards your family because you spend all your day meeting needs.
Yes.
I feel like I spent all my day meeting needs and I have two, so I can only imagine.
Yeah.
So what is that? How do you keep from being resentful?
Well, taking a time out is really good for me.
Okay. What does that look like when you do it?
Well, my kids, when we're home all day, they just want to watch TV constantly. And I try to really keep it to kind of a minimum. I mean, I'm sure there are moms that don't give their kids any screen time, but I'm not that mom.
Yeah.
Just for my sanity.
Yeah.
So usually I'll just say, okay, you know what, you guys can all go watch a show together. And sometimes I use that time to be productive. But usually in the mornings, about mid-morning, I let them do that. And then I just consciously sit down and I don't have my phone. And I just either sit and I'm quiet and just allow the quiet to absorb me.
Yeah.
Or I might read or pray. But it's just, it makes a world of difference if I can just have some time where nobody's asking me for a snack or, you know, whatever they're urgent need is right at that very moment.
It's all urgent, yes. And it usually surrounds, can I have some candy or can I watch TV?
Oh my gosh, they eat so much. I do not even know what we're going to do when they're teenagers.
So what's your oldest right now?
He's 9.
Okay. Yeah, my 8-year-old is starting to eat us out of house and home. And she's a girl, so I was like, where is this coming from? They can eat like a whole package of hot dogs. A whole package.
I know. Yeah, we went out for burgers last night and yeah, my 9-year-old and my 7-year-old definitely ate more than I did, which is saying something.
So. The kids' meals are like a joke. That's not going to feed them.
Oh, yeah. No.
Anyway.
No, we went to Five Guys, so they got a regular size burger.
There you go. All right. Yeah. So you also mentioned that you try to do one-on-one time with your kids. How on earth?
Yes.
You do that with 6
kids? Yeah. My husband and I do date days, and really they're about an hour each. But
okay. I saw that you've done them with your 2 girls lately.
Yes, yes. And that was their first time because they're 2 and 3. So they haven't really been included in those one-on-one times just because they're so little, they haven't really gotten it.
Okay.
But yeah, we take one of the boys and we'll just go do something they want to do.
So you and your husband and the kid?
No. One-on-one. So okay. We try to kind of alternate, like, you know, I'll take my oldest out. And then somebody else will rotate to my husband. And we try to be organized about it, but we usually lose track of who went when and where.
Oh, I'm sure they help you remember.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Yeah. And they want these like extravagant, like, well, let's go to a baseball game. And we're like, no, we're going to frozen yogurt.
I know. My daughter is always like, we need to go ice skating. I'm like, that's like $40 in an hour. Yeah. Away. So no.
I know. So it's usually just like, okay, let's go grab some frozen yogurt. And they're with us for 45 minutes and they can talk about whatever they want. And our attention is not divided. So kind of fills their tank up a little bit. It's just easy to get lost in the shuffle, you know, for sure.
Now, are you from a large family?
No, I have one sister who's 7 years younger.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because, well, I have 6 kids and she has 3 kids that are 4 and younger. So we're just trying to
repopulate the earth.
My parents are like, wow, we have a lot of grandkids all of a sudden. So my husband, he has 2 sisters, but his parents are the oldest of 12 and the oldest of 14. So like he always dreamed of having this huge family. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now he's living his dream.
Yeah. He originally wanted 10, but we're feeling pretty content with 6.
Good
right
about
now.
6. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to send him to school or are you going to homeschool? What's that going to be like?
The boys go to school. So 2 of my boys are going to be in 1st grade this year and then the oldest will be in 4th.
Okay. So your 1st graders are twins or one's adopted?
One is adopted. They're 4 months apart.
4 months apart. Okay. Yes. So you mentioned that 2 of your kids are African American and because of current events in the United States of America, tensions are high.
Yeah.
How do you handle it? And what do those conversations look like with your kiddos?
Well, we're still kind of at a point where we're trying to shield them from a lot of the current events.
Okay.
We do talk with my oldest. We talk about it kind of without detail, you know, just, you know, people are hurting people and this is what's happening and this is why it's happening. And so I guess just to be aware and start the conversation a little bit, we're very lucky. Our kids go to a school that is very diverse. So my kids don't stick out quite as much.
Okay.
You know, the differences and all that. I mean, sometimes they'll get comments like, how is he your brother? But mostly kids just don't even get it.
Okay. How do you answer that comment about how is he? Because my kids are adopted, but they look exactly like each other.
Oh, really?
Like people don't believe they're not related and then they aren't. And they kind of look like us. And so without meaning to, we never get those comments. So how do you answer those questions?
Well, it all started really organically. And this is why it was so great that we adopted two kids at two different times, because they really are able to kind of see how their stories play out in each other.
Okay.
So when we went to adopt my daughter, who's now three, my son, who's seven, because we adopted them as newborns.
Okay.
We could say that we said, this is how, you know, you came to be a part of our family. Instead of going to the hospital, mom and dad got on the plane and we got to go meet the lady who had you in her tummy. And, you know, at that point, he was 3 years old. So it was pretty much just toddler talk.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of evolved from there, talking about it with him. You know, we're always open to answering any questions he has or, you know, anything he wants to talk about. And then when it comes to talking to other kids, we just want to be kind of straightforward about, oh, well, he's adopted. And we're just, we always talk about it like, aren't we so lucky? Aren't we so blessed that this is our family?
Yeah.
And it's been really great so far. You know, we always get random comments. I mean, either because we're a huge family out in public.
I'm sure.
Or because our kids all look different. You know, people ask a lot of questions.
Okay. Yeah, my daughter's really kind of, she's pretty private, and so she doesn't really talk about it. And I don't know, because I'm not adopted, so I don't know what's going on in that little head. So I try not to talk about it to other people if she's there, because I feel like that's kind of her story. You know, I don't know. I try to be sensitive. But then thankfully there was these, she has two kids in her class who are twins and they are adopted. And so they talk about it freely and they think it's like the most awesome thing ever. And so now she's like, me too. And I'm in the club. And so it became super cool to be adopted. So,
oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I know. I try that. That's something I try to be sensitive to, too, is not revealing too much of anyone's story.
Yeah.
When we're out in public, or we just, you know, a lot of it has shifted to, wow, you have your hands full, or we never see families that still have six kids. And we just say, you know what, we're just so lucky. We're so blessed.
Yeah.
Because it gets, you know, a little tiresome.
I'm sure. That's why I was like, I don't want to ask a bunch of dumb big family questions.
No. You're not a random stranger.
Oh, thank you.
Or at Target. So, that's true.
So, okay, Summer, you mentioned that when your patience is wearing thin, which, yes, I'm sure, in the middle of summer, what's working well for you with all these kids?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that has really worked so much better this summer than last summer.
Okay.
First of all, last summer I was pregnant, so that was already kind of, you know, I was tired and
sure,
not myself. But we have scheduled certain, well, we have, okay, so my friend and I came up with this idea that we would twice a week kind of gather our kids together.
Mm-hmm.
Once a week it's for a class, so either she'll teach it or I'll teach it, and just crafts or cooking, just so they have something structured to do.
Does your friend also have a big family?
She has four kids. Okay. So we will alternate. She'll take the big kids and I'll take the little kids, or vice versa.
Okay, so you're teaching them how to cook.
Yes, well, she's had that role so far, and we're going to switch now. And I've just been doing the crafts.
Okay.
So far they've made monkey bread, which they brought home, and I, of course, ate a majority of it.
Thank you for bringing this home, children.
I said,
it's nap time.
Don't send any more stuff to my house that's been dipped in butter and rolled in sugar. That's just not going to work.
So funny.
And then once a week, we'll do a field trip.
Okay.
Either with all the kids or with just the big kids. So we've gone to the chocolate factory. There's a fair trade chocolate factory in Seattle.
Okay. That sounds like a Seattle thing to have.
I know, totally. And the kids obviously love that. We've gone to the zoo. We're going to go to the aquarium. So it's good just to have things planned. My kids are in VBS. They're in their second round of VBS this week.
Yes.
So I've signed them up for a few different camps. Just, I think when they can see the calendar in front of them and they know what's happening that day, I'm not an organized person. So this was a challenge for me.
I was going to say, it sounds very organized.
I know. I think that since having the sixth, I have just realized I have to be way more structured, because I'm not naturally structured at all.
It took having the sixth to come to that.
I know. It's kind of crazy.
Wow.
I know.
Well, I'm glad that you're, you know, able to do things like plan your summer. I just send them to camp. I'm more excited than them. That my kids are at camp this morning. It's glorious.
Oh my gosh, I know. I dropped my kids off, my boys off at VBS yesterday, and I was like, this is amazing. I'm totally that mom that's excited. I mean, I love summer and I love hanging out with my kids, but I love the structure of the school year.
Yeah, me too.
And I really give hats off to the homeschoolers, because we've talked about it, but I just, at this point, it's just not on my radar.
Yeah, it's not easy. We do like a half and half homeschool. So they're home 2 days of the week. And it's still a whole lot for me.
Yeah, it takes a lot of planning.
Well, thankfully, my school just sends home packets of work and I just help manage all the emotions as we do the math. I'm really an emotion manager.
Which can be a lot. Yes, is it? I mean, that is what I have told my friends. I feel like I am managing six personalities all the time.
Yeah.
And trying to meet their emotional needs. I should get like an honorary marriage and family therapy degree or something.
Yeah, you're like a psychotherapist.
Yeah.
So are you an introvert or an extrovert?
Okay, I've just seen recently this new term, ambivert, okay, where you're like right on the line.
Yeah, I am on the line. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so that's what I am. I mean, I think I like can go both ways. I love being with people, but I definitely need that time to recharge.
Yes. If I have to fall off the fence, I go towards introvert.
Yes. Yeah, totally the same.
Okay.
There are days when I drop my kids off at school and I am obviously still in my pajamas.
Yeah, as you do.
And I come home and I never change. I mean, we just stay, the girls and I will just stay home. No pressure to leave the house. Just a day to recharge. I mean, that's at least once or twice a week.
Yes. Okay, so you said something to me that I thought was super cool. You watch cooking shows with your kids. Because when you said you send them all to watch a show, how on earth do you find a show they all like? But cooking shows, and they have kids cooking shows. So tell me which ones you like.
Obsessed. Their favorites are MasterChef Junior, which is not on right now. I think it comes on in the fall. I can't remember.
Is it on regular TV or what?
Yeah, but then you can watch it. I think you can watch it on Hulu. So I'm sure the last season is on Hulu. And it's great because they make it super fun because it's for kids, but it's also, you know, pretty competitive.
So fun.
They're into Chopped Junior. That's the show that's on right now.
Okay.
There's just random, like Rachel Ray had a cooking competition last summer. That's how it all started.
Okay.
So
that's such a good idea because they're actually learning. It's a life skill.
Yeah.
They're getting their screen time. You're getting a hot second to yourself.
Yeah.
Their future spouses are happy that they know how to cook.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. My middle boy, who's six, he is super into food.
Okay.
And like, not just like, oh, I love to eat peanut butter and jelly. Like, he is so interested in all the ingredients.
That's neat.
That are in everything. Yeah. We were watching MasterChef last season and they had to make like a 7-layer dip.
Okay.
And he looked at it and he said, Mom, that is just so beautiful. Oh, oh my gosh.
I love that.
That is my son.
They really are pretty. I will give him that.
They are. They're beautiful and they're delicious.
Oh, that's great. Did you tell me what you learned from your mom?
Yeah, I said my mom, she still does this, which is amazing because I'm in my late 30s, but she is all about birthdays.
Okay.
And all growing up, you know, we could skip school if we wanted on our birthday and she would make whatever we wanted for dinner. And she always let us choose, you know, what kind of cake we were going to have. And she picked out the gifts that she knew we would love. And she still does that. Like, she still asks me for a birthday list.
A birthday list? I've never heard of that. I love it.
Yeah. All right. Oh my gosh. It's so nice and awesome. My husband's not into birthdays and it takes the pressure off of him totally that my mom still is.
There you go. My husband's not either. And it kind of makes me, I'm like, come on, he'll go along with it. But I'm like driving the excitement train, which is maybe normal.
Oh my gosh. Birthdays are a huge thing. Like, and I've kind of dug myself a hole because my kids expect to come downstairs on their birthday and there will be balloons in the kitchen.
Yes.
And then that's like when they get their sugar cereal. So there will be like a row of boxes of sugar cereal that they don't usually get.
Oh my goodness.
So on my birthday this year, they were like, let's go see the kitchen, Mom. And I was like, it's going to look exactly like it did when you went to bed. So.
Unless you guys did something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, my kids, I always get them a balloon for like their chair when they come down. I just get the one balloon. But and my daughter has fixated on she needs orange Tic Tacs on her birthday. I'm like, okay, let's go.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know where she got that from, but that's what it is.
That is awesome.
My mom is an artist, like extraordinaire. And so she would decorate. Like, I remember one year my brother had a guitar cake that actually had literal guitar strings on it. And you never could see it until your birthday. So she'd be like working in secret in the kitchen, which now I know she probably just wanted a minute to herself. So she's like, you guys can't come in. You know, it's a build up the surprise, but also to have a quiet moment. But
yes,
they were amazing. And so I do cupcakes. I don't do that. I don't even try to make amazing cakes like her, but it is fun to have birthday traditions.
Yes, birthdays are super fun. And especially when in a big family, it's like, how often is it really just all about you?
That's a really good point. I think it's great that you're so thoughtful about what they must feel like in a family of six when you didn't have a lot of siblings.
Well, thank you. I try.
Yeah. Well, do you have a birthday like every couple minutes at your house?
Basically. Oh my gosh. Well, we have three in December before Christmas.
Whoa.
So it's going to get a little bit crazy.
How do you do Christmas presents? Do you do like three presents or... Like, I've heard people go, the wise men got three presents and you all get three. Or do you have an organization?
Well, kind of. We do, my friend told me a couple years, something you want, something you need, something to wear, and something to read.
Yes.
So that's kind of what we try to follow.
So good.
But yeah, it turns into a lot of presents with six kids. So sometimes, honestly, here I am back at cereal and food, but sometimes we'll just get their favorite cereal and wrap it because it's something to open and they're like super excited about it.
There you go.
So it takes the pressure off, you know?
I'm sure you have to do whatever you can do to take the pressure off yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried that something you want, something you need with my kids this last year and they're like... For reals. So, because we don't go over the top, but the idea that you're getting four, they're like, are you kidding? But I love the idea.
Well, there you go. But with six kids, that's almost 25 presents. So
that's still a lot.
The tree looks full. And it doesn't matter if my kids had two presents or 10 presents. They are going to rip them open in 30 seconds and have no idea what just happened. So,
it is so anticlimactic for all the build up.
Oh. I know. Yes. We've been working on trying. Okay. So, my oldest is insistent that he needs a new bike. And we just got him a bike like 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I don't know about you, but I had two bikes like my entire childhood. I had like a little bike and a big bike.
Oh, yeah. When your legs get longer, you get a new bike. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, he just was throwing this attitude around the other day. And I just thought, oh, my gosh, like that is my fear, is that I'm going to raise kids that are just, they feel really entitled. And
I know.
So my goal this week is that we're going to sit down and watch. I sell Noonday. So
yeah. We're
going to watch some Noonday videos because I just think like, let's have a little bit more of a global perspective about,
yes. You
know, how the most of the world lives. And it's like such a fear of mine that they're going to be brats.
And it's so hard. Like everything I get my kids is used and we go to the Goodwill, you know, but there's still that we all have it. Like I need this new thing or I need this thing and I really don't need it, but I'm pretty sure I need it because my neighbor has it or whatever.
I know. And I think that's why it bothers me so much is because our kids are such a reflection kind of what's really going on in our hearts. That's how it is for me because I'm like that all the time.
Yeah. And it's, we just had a Soul Hope party. You know what Soul Hope is, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And I had my kids watch the video where they're, which is kind of a little graphic, but I'm a nurse, so that stuff doesn't bother me. So I'm assuming it doesn't bother other people, but it apparently does. But where they're digging the little, I think they're called jiggers, out of the kiddo's feet, you know, just to let my kids see, like, some kids have no shoes, you know? So be quiet about the camera that you want. You know what I mean?
Yes. Totally.
Sometimes we think, well, we need to take them there and show them and like give them a different perspective. But I mean, videos are just as good. You just have to be intentional about it. So where do you get those videos?
You can go on to noondaycollection.com.
Okay.
And there's a tab at the top that says impact.
Okay.
So you can read the stories of the families, but also you can watch videos. And there's an Our Story video.
Okay.
Where it kind of tells the story of Noonday. It's just 3 minutes, but it shows a lot of her travels through Uganda and Kenya, and it's pretty awesome.
That's good. So I will put in the show notes where people, if they need a Noonday ambassador, they can find you.
Oh, thank you. Because
I also need some bracelets, so I will be.
Oh my gosh. Well, just the new line comes out August 4th, and it's ridiculously amazing.
How do you keep from spending all of your money on it?
Oh, well, I justify it as a business expense, which is my husband is like, wow, there is another package on the doorstep.
Business is booming, honey.
I know. It's so successful. I've had two shows this year with having a baby. Well, first of all, you know, as an ambassador, we get 50% off our samples. So one, you know, we can get one of each thing at 50% off.
Okay.
Which is great. And then it is hard not to. It's great because you know that it has a purpose behind it. So like I do love buying gifts, which we buy at full price, but I feel like it's making such an impact that I don't feel that bad about it. And they have great sales. So I usually take advantage of the sales.
That's good.
But then I have a sample sale every year, which offsets me purchasing my next round of jewelry. So that's helpful.
All right. Awesome. Okay, so I have one more question for you.
Okay.
What can you not stop talking about right now?
Okay. Well, let's start with like the surfacey thing.
Okay.
We got done with church the other day and I was like, I am just dreaming of an iced coffee.
Okay.
And my husband said, okay, let's go get one. And I said, no, I'm going to be frugal. We're going to go home and make it.
Okay.
So we went home and somebody had forgotten to refill the ice tray.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
So I was like, oh, well, I guess I have to go buy one. So,
but good try.
But I got to go alone out of the house.
Beautiful.
So I ran to Starbucks and I tried their new sweet cream cold brew coffee.
I have not heard about it.
Okay. Well, it's basically like cold brew coffee mm-hmm. with a vanilla cream in it, but apparently they hand make every day.
Okay.
And they also put vanilla syrup in it, but I mix the vanilla syrup. I worked at Starbucks for like 5 years.
Yeah, me too. Okay.
I'm just not that into super sweet drinks, but this was like perfect because it wasn't too sweet.
Okay. Me either. And I think that, okay, so I don't know about you, but you have to do like the coffee tastings with a French press and like pair it with the dessert or whatever.
Yes.
And that I never drank black coffee until I had to keep doing those coffee pairings. And now I drink black coffee.
Yeah, I drink black coffee and Americanos. That's like just my go-to.
That is so funny. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I think that's like the barista drink.
I think
because you just kind of get desensitized to all that sweet stuff.
You do. And when you can drink as much of it as you want, I don't know why, you just kind of head towards the black coffee. How interesting. Okay, so but the sweet cream one's good?
Yes, sweet cream cold brew minus the vanilla. If you're not into super sweet stuff, it's just like the perfect touch of sweetness. And I got a venti. I've never gotten an iced venti coffee because that seems so ridiculous.
Yeah.
But the day called for it and I don't regret it.
Oh, man. I love it. So good. Yeah. All right.
And then the second thing is every once in a while, I'll get an email about sharing something on my blog. And it's really not that often. But I got contacted by a publisher about this children's book called You Belong Here. And she said, can I send you a copy? And I said, yeah, of course. So we're always looking for new books.
Mm-hmm.
So it arrived and it is, first of all, it's beautiful. The illustrations are just so beautiful. Okay. I was really impressed.
Are they like watercolor or what are they?
Yeah, they are some watercolor and just the colors are very rich and kind of monotone.
Okay.
It's hard to describe.
Yeah.
It's not like this cartoony children's book, which I feel like is kind of a lot of what we have in our house. And it's about all these animals and being, you know, I don't know. It's hard to describe, but it's really beautiful. But then the writing is just, the story is, you know, no matter where you go or where you've been or what you do, you belong here right next to me.
Mm.
And it's beautiful, especially as an adoptive family.
I was going to say,
it really applies to any family at all. And actually, it's just, you could read it at a wedding. It's really a lovely story.
Is it out yet? Or is this like an early copy?
Yes, it just came out.
Okay.
It just came out. So you can get it on Amazon, I think. And half of it is, you know, like the writing is typed out, but half of it is handwritten.
Fine.
I don't know. It just was really appealed to me on so many levels. And so I've read it with my girls almost every night and they really like it.
Well, thank you, Karina. It's been so fun to talk to you. I didn't know you even a little bit. Thank you for taking time out of your day because that must be hard to find a quiet couple minutes.
Yeah. Well, thank you for asking me. It was a total pleasure. And
awesome.
Yeah, it was fun to have an excuse to sneak away to a quiet place.
So good. All right. Well, have a good rest of your day.
Okay. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, wasn't that so cool? I like her so much. She seems to do such an amazing job at being intentional with each of her kids and creating space for each child with one-on-one time and making birthdays a big deal. I loved it. So what will your strategy be to struggle well this week? Maybe you can watch those noonday videos with your kids or do something intentional to expose them to just how much they have and what it looks like to grow up in another country. Our library has some really great DVDs about children in other countries, and it's narrated by the kids, and they go through a day in the life of other kids. What does school look like? What is food like? What is music like? Things like that. My kids find it really fascinating. This would be a great time for me to tell you what those videos are. but all I can, I don't know, I can't remember, but I can only tell you where they are in my library. So it's completely not helpful. Sorry about that. But look at your library. Maybe your library has these mystery videos as well. Maybe, like Karina, you could start doing one-on-one time with your kids. We do it at my house, and my daughter always wants to go to Starbucks and get a Frappuccino, and my son always wants to go get donuts. So I love it because I get a lot of junk food. Sometimes I think there isn't going to be enough time to do the one-on-one time, but it really doesn't take long. I just ask some questions about themselves, and I listen to all of their thoughts and get them all sugared up, and then we go home. So it fills their little love tanks, and they are much more pleasant humans when they feel like they are a valuable part of things. Maybe this week, like Karina, you could just start implementing some conscious breaks into your day where you leave technology and other humans behind for just a little bit and rest for a moment. I know that sounds lovely. Maybe if you're like me and unstructured breaks make you nervous, maybe you could talk to a friend and sort out some fun activities that you can do for your next big break with your kids. We got fall break, we got winter break, we're gonna have spring break, and then before you know it, we are having summer break. Maybe as you gear up for Christmas, though, you can stock up on prints and mugs from Lovely Little Whimsy Etsy shop. Karina was generous enough to offer a coupon code for my listeners. So if you get anything from her shop, Lovely Little Whimsy, you will get 15% off all of your purchase if you use the code STRUGGLEWELL at checkout. Just one word. Also, don't forget to come by Instagram, find Mom Struggling Well, follow along there because we on Wednesday nights talk about how we struggled well that day for Struggle Well Wednesday. It's super fun. Love, love, love it. And I usually post that right around the kiddos' bedtime so that we can debrief from the end of a very long and interesting day. All right, you guys, I hope you have a great week of struggling well.